Welcome to the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Diving stop, Seager. Toss on a hop to first. In time to get seven.
Three-run homer, Robinson Cano off the lefty specialist, Fernando Abad. And the Mariners lead it 5-4.
Goodbye, baseball. Straight away, center field. Cano and Cruz go back to back.
And the king, when the Mariners needed him the most, two hits over seven scoreless innings.
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
Time once again for the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. Thanks for coming back as the Mariners complete a very good weekend, a chance to make it a great weekend, but they couldn't get the Sunday game against the Angels. But a series they had to get, they did. Looking for the sweep yesterday, couldn't complete it, and now head out onto the road for a massive four-game series in Texas, four against the Rangers, and then three against the Houston Astros. So it's just a huge, huge trip. Now the Mariners, after losing yesterday, three games back of Minnesota, who have lost two games. The Angels have pulled to within one. The Mariners actually had a chance to pull into a tie with the Angels. KC, they've won two in a row. Two and a half back. This is why this series is so big. Texas, two and a half back. They've lost two in a row. Man, Mariners need to take this series, too, against the Rangers. Baltimore, three back. They've lost four in a row. Of course, that's what happens when you play Cleveland, who have won 18 in a row. Mariners, three back. Tampa, three and a half back. So still a lot of heavy lifting to do as they'll face the Rangers coming up for four games here. Good weekend. The Mariners got off to a great start on Friday. It was Ben Gamel who had the huge hit in the ball game on Friday night.
The 1-2 pitch swung on. Well, he ball deep to right field. Going and going. Goodbye, baseball. Ben Gamel with a two-out, three-run home run. And the Mariners have the lead 3-2 over the Angels on Ben Gamel's eighth home run of the season.
Mariners hold on for a 4-3 win. Edwin Diaz closes it down as the Mariners take game one of the series. Game two is a great ball game, including a little history by Robinson Cano.
Here's the 1-2. Swung on, hit hard the other way, down the line. That's a fair ball. Here comes Haniger. He'll march home. Cano rounding first base. He's going to glide into second. And Robinson Cano, an RBI double, his 30th double of the season. 13 years in a row for Robinson Cano with 30 or more doubles. Only Stan Musial has done that in the history of Major League Baseball. 13 straight seasons with 30 or more doubles. And they will take second base out of play as Robinson Cano adds to his legacy here at Safeco Field.
Andrew Albers was excellent in this ball game. You just cannot ask for much more than what Albers has given the Mariners so far this season. He was great. Six innings of four hit, no run ball, one walk, and four strikeouts. He was outstanding.
Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. 89-mile-per-hour fastball as Crone rips through it. That's a 1-2-3 inning. And what a night for Andrew Albers. Six scoreless innings against the Angels. What a ball game. He walks off to an ovation here at Safeco Field. Fans love it as he has done it again as a starter for the M's.
After everything for the last several years?
A lot. I mean, it's pretty fun right now. Obviously, you know, getting to be a part of this group and getting to be a part of this wild card chase, you know, really enjoying it. I can't really explain it. Just trying to have a lot of fun, and so far I am.
Hey, first inning, 25 pitches, but then pretty efficient after that.
Yeah, obviously not quite as efficient as I would have liked in the first, you know, but they battled. They put some good swings on some baseballs and had some good at-bats. And, you know, it was a big situation in the game. Obviously, you know, you want to go out and have that scoreless first. So really had to battle through that one. And again, you don't want to have 25-pitch first innings all the time. But at the same time, you know, it's better to not give up those runs. So that was the big thing. We were able to get out of that with no runs and no damage. And you know, it went a little bit smoother from there.
It's three really good starts at Safeco Field in a row. Pretty comfortable here, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's great right now, right? You know, they put some good swings on the baseball tonight, and they stayed in. You know, they had a few balls early to the track, and you know, luckily the outfielders ran them down. I mean, Mitch made a great play. G made two tremendous plays out there in center. And I mean, you feel pretty good when you can throw it over and your outfield's going to run them down like that. So certainly comfortable here right now. Obviously, the fans are great, and it's just a lot of fun to pitch here.
And it was a close ball game into the fourth, 2-2 Mariners on top. But they broke it wide open with a big six-run fourth.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and blasted deep into left field. Deep and high into the Seattle night, and this one is out of here. Into the Angels bullpen, Nelson Cruz, 32nd home run in the season, a three-run bomb. And the Mariners have opened this one up now. It is 8-0 Mariners.
And then on Sunday, a 2-1 lead going into the seventh. Erasmo Ramirez was outstanding again. I mean, he has been tremendously consistent. Gave the Mariners 6 2/3 of 5-hit, 2-run ball yesterday. No walks and 7 punch-outs. But the bullpen couldn't hold the lead. 3 runs in the eighth, 1 run in the seventh for the Angels. They come from behind. Mariners get one late, but not enough. 5-3. Mariners a game below 500 at 71-72 on the season. So, Mariners and Rangers, 5:05. First pitch tonight. Before we get to that, though, let's hear what the skipper had to say about yesterday.
Vincent has been your most consistent guy all year long, but he has struggled at times against the Angels. How much of a factor, or not at all, in using him?
Well, you know, Vinny has been outstanding, you know, all year. He really has. He's probably been our most consistent guy going after him. You know, the Angels, you know, have had some good swings at him. You know, he's our guy. You know, he just, you know, Revere got the little soft hit in there, and then his numbers against Upton was 1-for-10 against Upton. Didn't have much success, but Upton jumped on a ball up in the zone and, you know, created the big knock for them there. I thought, you know, Ramirez, Erasmo was awesome today. I thought his sinker was outstanding, was right on the edges. I thought he and Z worked really well together. He just got a little bit too much of the plate there against Valbuena, but gave us everything he had. You know, offensively, I thought we hit some balls really good today. Unfortunately, we hit them to Mike Trout in center field, the deepest part of the ballpark. I think he had 4 or 5 deep outs there, a couple other line outs, and, you know, didn't get a whole lot going against Bridwell. But, you know, pretty good series. Would have been nice to get this one today. Important game. You knew it was going to come down to the end. In a game like that, you kind of see it, you know, lining up that way. Just, you know, they got some big hits at the end, and, you know, more than we did. But, you know, going back to Vincent, he's our eighth inning guy, and, you know, he's seventh, eighth, kind of wherever their big part of their lineup is coming up. And, you know, I thought it was a good spot to have him in there. He just, you know, they were on him. Like I said, soft hit, and then Upton jumped on the first pitch, little cutter that didn't cut that much. It happened.
It kind of makes a difference, though. Before, we've seen you walk Trout, and it was Pujols there, and you have the double play. But with Upton there, it's a little different in the lineup, isn't it?
It is. You know, Upton's having an outstanding offensive season. But again, you know, you're going to matchups where we're trusting our guys going to get it done. You know, and the numbers dictated that we should go after him based on what Vinny had done him in the past. But, you know, we're certainly going to put Mike Trout on base. I think he's earned that, and everybody in the league would do that with him. But, again, we had the right guys out there today. We didn't execute, not quite as sharp as Vinny has been.
Scott, how much of a shot of the arm has Erasmo been this year, along with some of the other starters that kind of had to fill in for some of the
Yeah, our
guys?
Starting pitching is, you know, as rocky a waters that we were in for such a long time, they've really smoothed things out for us. And, you know, getting deep in the game, keeping us right in the ball game, looking for that 6 innings, even got 7 innings some days. Today was 6 2/3. But it's been huge. That's why we've been playing consistent baseball. You know, every ball game here on this homestand, we're right in the game. You know, we end up this homestand 5-4. You know, you'd hope it'd been 6-3 or even better than that. But our starting pitching, which has been rocky, has calmed things down, and it's really helped us get deep and put the right guys in the right spots late in the game.
In the third inning, when Haniger broke for second, was there a play on there?
No, it was a miscommunication. He missed a sign. He thought he saw something that he didn't. Mitch is probably one of our most heads-up players. I was as surprised as anybody that he took off there. Obviously, their pitchers real quick to the plate, and they're one of the better throwing catchers in the league. So, you know, we kept the rally going. We put a couple runs up there, but it was a big out in the inning.
So a huge series starts tonight. Miranda against Hamels, two lefties. Rangers 71-71, Mariners 71-72, 5:05 first pitch from Arlington, Texas. Game two of the series in Texas, 5:05 again. Marco Gonzalez will get the ball. Gonzalez going for Texas as well. Lefty versus righty. Gonzalez for the Mariners. Pitched really well his last time out in relief, so looks to build on that against a tough offense. And then game three of the series, Leak will get the ball. He'll go against Perez, who's been pitching well. The lefty, 12-10 with a 4.81 ERA. And then Thursday, we'll go more in depth with the Texas Rangers as we move through the week too. Thursday, again, 5:05 first pitch from Texas. Felix will take the ball against Cashner. So that's the Thursday start. Just a huge four-game series coming up starting tonight.
Chance to visit with a very happy guy, Mariners pitching coach Mel Stottlemyre Jr. And Mel, let's talk about the left-hander who went for your ball club last night. Andrew Albers gets the win. He goes to 4-1 on the season, six scoreless innings against the Angels with that lineup. Gave up four hits along the way. How did he look last night, and what impresses you the most about this left-hander?
Well, you're right. I am happy, and it starts with our rotation. Our rotation's done a great job, and this guy Albers has been a part and of the reason that I think our other guys have moved forward and gone deeper. And you know, there's a lot to learn from this guy. If you're a young pitcher and you sit and watch him do it, he's not going to wow you with stuff, but he's like a little bulldog out there, and he just doesn't let up. You know, he pitches in. He can throw backdoor cutters. He makes all his pitches work. He can throw any pitch in any count for strikes, any battles. And I love his approach. I love his presence. He works quick. The defense loves playing behind him. And, you know, he comes at you. He works extremely hard in between. The way that he prepares and studies the hitter. And look, you know, with his stuff, he has to have an understanding of what guys are trying to do against him and read barrels and all that, and he can take a scouting report and pitch to it. A lot to like.
I know velocity is great if you have it, if you can command it, but with a guy like that, the most important thing is getting people out and knowing how to pitch, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I talk to our guys all the time about, you know, just be a pitch maker and make pitches. If you want to get through the lineup three times, you got to be able to command your fastball first and foremost and pitch off of that, and you know, be able to do it differently the second and third time through and be a little creative, and that's just what he does. He can put the ball on the ground, he can elevate, you know, he can do a lot of things, and he's 31 years old, and I know he doesn't have a lot of major league experience, but you know, he pitches a lot like Jamie Moyer, and he doesn't have that changeup yet, and that's something that's been work in progress, but his approach is a lot like Jamie's.
Tell you what, that's a great comp right there when you talk, compare a guy to a Jamie Moyer. Rosmo Ramirez, Mel, going this afternoon. He's been very consistent. Six innings, I think his last five starts. What has Ramirez done to settle into that kind of a groove?
I tell you what we did. You know, we looked at kind of how he did it in Tampa, and he didn't. He spent very little time in the rotation, most of it in the bullpen. But, you know, we talked about when he came over, trying to stay out of that middle tier of pitches, meaning the middle thigh to the belt, and getting all of his pitches that are capable of going down in the zone, down early, and then all of his stuff that can play at the top of the zone. And he's done that. So he's got weapons that goes down, that goes up, and he's got that cutter and that sinker that goes side to side. He's getting his stuff in the zone. He's getting in good counts, and that's been key for him.
That's good stuff. Talking about good stuff, some good news hopefully coming up on this road trip, the possibility of James Paxton and Felix Hernandez coming back real soon.
Yeah, we're looking forward to getting both of those guys back. They're just coming, both of them, off a sim game. They're both looking healthy. Obviously, we're going to have to try to build their pitches. In a major league game, there's no rehab assignments for either one of those guys. So they're going to get an opportunity to pitch very quick, and it'll be great to have both of those guys back in the rotation.
Outstanding. That'll be great news.
Today, we look at Robinson Cano. It's already been a great week for Robbie. Just received the Mariners nomination for the 2017 Roberto Clemente Award.
Get a chance to be able to play at this level and be able to make what I make and you know, be able to help others coming, you know, out of the poor country. Be able to growing up with kids that they didn't have anything. And something that that's what I meant when I was a kid. I mean, you know, growing up having everything and seeing others don't have it is something that, you know, that's always been in my heart. I would love to help.
Three Mariners have received the prestigious award, Edgar Martinez being the most recent. And Robinson Cano, a chance to add his name to that tremendous list. Cano is also on the brink of several amazing on-the-field achievements as well. Cano climbing the all-time doubles list already at 507 in his career, passing Hall of Famers Andre Dawson, Roberto Alomar, Tony Perez, and even Babe Ruth in the past few weeks.
On the way to Robbie, here she comes. Knuckleball swing and a fly ball to left field. Back of the ball toward the corner as Kemp can't get to it. It's over his head. This one will roll all the way to the wall. And in its second, with a double, goes Robinson Cano. Career double number 506. And Robbie Cano has just tied the Bambino Babe Ruth for 57th place on the doubles list. And when you put your name alongside a guy like Babe Ruth, you are on your way to the Hall of Fame.
And now 30 for the season. 13 30-plus double seasons in his career and tie him for seventh most in baseball history.
Here's the 1-2. Swung on, hit hard the other way. Down the line, that's a fair ball. Here comes Haniger. He'll march home. Cano rounding first base. He's going to glide into second. And Robinson Cano, an RBI double. His 30th double of the season. 13 years in a row for Robinson Cano with 30 or more doubles. Only Stan Musial has done that in the history of Major League Baseball. 13 straight seasons with 30 or more doubles. And they will take second base out of play as Robinson Cano adds to his legacy here at Safeco Field.
And Cano is also sitting on another fantastic milestone. 299 career home runs. One more gives him 300.
Here's the stretch and the pitch on the way to Robbie. Swing and a fly ball deep to left field. Frazier going back, looking up. Goodbye, baseball! Robbie Cano, don't you know, with an opposite field home run into the Yankee bullpen. And the Mariners have the lead, 5-4 here in the bottom of the eighth inning, jumping on Robertson's first pitch. Robbie Cano, home run number 19 on the year.
When Cano gets there, he'll be just the 16th Major League player in history to have a 300 or better average, while collecting 1,000 runs, 2,000 hits, 500 doubles, 300 home runs, and 1,000 RBIs.
The 1-0 swing and a crack shot left field. This has distance, and this is gone for a mammoth opposite field dinger from Robinson Cano.
And he's already piled up the second most home runs as a second baseman in Major League history.
Swung on and blasted to right field. This is deep again. Calhoun back on it. Looking up. This is out of here. Robinson Cano has done it again. He has swatted a two-run home run, his second blast of the ball game.
So Robbie Cano, milestones in sight. And who knows, they could go down tonight.
This is the week that was.
A look back on highlights and events of the Mariners' past week
on Mariners Magazine.
The pitch, swing, and maybe that's why. Lifted out to right field. Home runs coming. Back-to-back games. Robinson Cano, number 21 of the season, gives the Mariners a 2-0 lead in the first.
The 1-2 to Cano. Swing, and it's popped up. Foul high above home. Ruiz sheds the mask. He's over by the Mariners' first base dugout, and he makes the catch for out number three. The side retired in order for the fourth time in five innings. Andrew Albers, one over the minimum through five scoreless frames.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and drilled to left field. This is crossed. It is back. It is gone off the facade. The left center field upper deck. An absolute blast. Mitch Haniger, his fourth hit of the ball game, his 10th home run of the season, and the Mariners add on to the lead. It is 5-1 Mariners.
A lot of hits, a lot of offense, a lot of pressure on them today, and that's what it's going to take. Obviously, we've got a lot of big games ahead of us. We'll continue one day at a time. I know it's cliche, but that's where we're going with, and that's what we're sticking with.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Straightaway center field and deep. Springer going back to the track, to the wall. Goodbye, baseball. Kyle Seager with his 22nd home run of the season. The first hit off of Lance McCullers tonight puts the Mariners on the board. It's 2-1 Houston, and how about Kyle Seager? Home runs now in his last three games. His bat heating up. The 1-2 pitch swung on. Well, he ball deep to right field. Going and going. Goodbye, baseball. Ben Gamble with a two-out, three-run home run. And the Mariners have the lead 3-2 over the Angels on Ben Gamble's eighth home run of the season. And the pitch swung on, broken back, ground ball to third, up with the ball, Kyle Seager down to Cano at second for the force there on Crone, and that will retire the side. Well, Leake has retired 14 of the last 15 batters he's faced. He's been outstanding tonight. Here's the stretch, the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss and a slider for strike three, and the ball game is over. The Mariners win it 4-3. Over the Angels tonight, they snapped the three-game losing skid.
You know, means a lot because, you know, the other day my family didn't communicate with me, you know, and then they yesterday they communicate, you know, I feel more relaxed. You know, I can concentrate more in the game, you know. I know they are good, you know, and I can do my job pretty good, but better.
Here's the 1-2, swing and a miss, 89-mile-per-hour fastball as Crone rips through it. That's a 1-2-3 inning, and what a night for Andrew Albers. Six scoreless innings against the Angels. What a ball game.
Yeah, I mean, it's great right now, right? You know, they put some good swings on the baseball tonight, and they stayed in. You know, they had a few balls early to the track, and you know, luckily the outfielders ran them down. I mean, Mitch made a great play. G made two tremendous plays out there in center. And I mean, you feel pretty good when you can throw it over and your outfield's going to run them down like that. So certainly comfortable here right now. Obviously, the fans are great, and it's just a lot of fun to pitch here.
Here's the 1-2. Swung on, hit hard the other way, down the line, that's a fair ball. Here comes Haniger, he'll march home. Cano rounding first base, he's going to glide into second, and Robinson Cano, an RBI double, his 30th double of the season, 13 years in a row for Robinson Cano with 30 or more doubles. Only Stan Musial has done that in the history of Major League Baseball. 13 straight seasons with 30 or more doubles. And they will take second base out of play as Robinson Cano adds to his legacy here at Safeco Field. Here's the pitch. Swung on and blasted deep into left field, deep and high into the Seattle night, and this one is out of here. Into the Angels bullpen, Nelson Cruz, 32nd home run in the season. A three-run bomb, and the Mariners have opened this one up now. It is 8-0, Mariners.
See you later!